Welcome to Ever Beyond,
broadcast through the Wolf Spirit Media Network.
Be prepared to leave your belief systems behind as we go beyond teachers, beyond gurus, beyond duality, ever beyond.
Please join us in the chat room at www.wolfspiritradio.com/listen. You're listening to Wolf Spirit Radio.
And you're listening to Ever Beyond. It is live the 8th of October, 2017. Tonight on Ever Beyond, I have a guest plus a guest, or something. We'll figure it out. My guest tonight is Robert Vandenbroek. And judging by that name, you'd think he comes from Holland. Well, he comes from Holland. And we're going to discuss all sorts of strange things, particularly tall grey aliens with tentacles and stuff. So without any further ado, actually there is a bit of further ado. One bit of further ado is that he was introduced to me by one Johnny Webb, who is also here on the call, quietly sitting there, lurking. Pressing buttons. Hopefully you're both in the chat room, so if anyone notices questions in the chat room or comments, you can feed them into the call. So, first of all, good evening, Robert.
Thank you for your introduction, GP. Thank you. Thank you very much, and I appreciate it very much to be on your program, and I hope that we have an interesting conversation. Thank you.
Thank you. And Johnny, do you want to say hello to the Wolf Spirit Pack?
Yeah, good evening, everyone. Hi, Robert and JP. And
hi, Johnny. Hi, Johnny. Nice that you are on air also.
Thank you.
You have your own radio station, don't you, Johnny?
Well, it's not my own. I work for Dr. J Radio Live, but unfortunately, he's been a bit ill the last few months. But we should be back on, supposedly, the end of November, beginning of December.
Dr. J, well, maybe we can... We can talk about carrying some of the shows. Anyway, tonight our focus is Mr. Vandenbroek. Robert, why don't you just tell your story? Because you can do it better than anybody.
Thank you. Thank you. I will try to keep it short. I was born in Breda, nearby Hoeven. It's around Amsterdam, and it's in the Netherlands. And I looked like a normal kid, but I was experiencing lots of things that I was later discovered other people was not experiencing. I will see people around my bed. I will see, I can feel the pain from other people, and I will see colors sometimes around bodies from people. Sometimes I will see that my sleep room was filled totally with lights, and I was thinking and expected that everybody was seated, and I was having my childish naivety, and I was sometimes jumping between other children and I must say, look, I see that man is standing there in the, you know, in the door or in the room. Or I was playing with the kids, and then I was see some dead people, and I was tell that, and that other child was say, I see nothing. And then I was coming on the point, you know, there is standing somebody, you know, how is this possible that other people don't see it? And that was makes me very sad. And then my parents was go with me from psychiatric institute to psychiatric institute. And then when I was 12, I was go to a psychiatric observation institute, and I must sleep there for a year and must stay there. And I was very homesick. I was wishing that I was go back by my mother and by my father and my two sisters. And it was not possible. I was thinking that something was wrong in my brain. And then a nurse was there coming and say to me, what are you seeing? Can you tell exactly, describe what are you seeing? And then I was tell her very carefully what I was seeing. And she was saying, no, you're not a crazy person. You are have psychic abilities and you must go away here. And then she was took me out.
Yes,
psychiatric institute. And then I was go back to home and I was feeling myself free, like of I was sitting in presence. And then I was go back. And then to the moment that I was 15, almost 16 years old, it was stay quiet. And then I was starting again see things. And then I was get some feeling from a big presence around me. It was feels almost of God, or God was coming around me, and presence that was know me exactly how I am, who I am. And I was feel very strong that I must go to the nature places in my village, Hoeven. And then I was go with my bike there, and then I was discover my first circle in the grass. I was my intention was sucked to the right, and I was watching to the right, and then I was see a sort of dumbbell formation on the ground, and I was hearing sometimes from crop circles in the media, and you know, I was know that they was exist, but I was not having special interest in it. But my intuition was say, walk in this circle. And I was do it, and I was feel lots of love. I was feel of I was coming in a room, you know, with a lots of lights, and I was walking through the line that was connect the other circle in the dumbbell formation, and I was get some feeling that it was a begin from more. And maybe a couple of months later, I was get the same restless feeling over me that I must go to the nature places. And I was also feel very strong, the same lovely, very strong presence around me. Very adult presence, you know, very spiritual and very growing up, you know. And then I was go to the same place, and again my intention was sucked to the right, and then I was see a light ball, I think in a sort of football shape, that shape, almost that form. And it was a light ball, blue white, and it was hovering in the sky above the dike. And then it was going in a spiral, like flying way, go behind the dike. And then I was hearing a sort of electrostatic noise. You know, when you throw cold french fries in, you know, the oil, then you hear shh. That sort of noise I was hearing. And then I was go with my bike on the dike. The light bulb was disappear, but there was four beautiful circles in a sort of, you know, winter grass, winter grain, they call it. And then I was so happy that the things that I was see for years, I can now show that they let some example, some mark on the ground, and that other people can see that also. My parents was then make pictures from it, and we was keep it still. We was don't tell it other people. But, you know, I was 16 and I was afraid that people was think that I was a fruitcake. But then this was the beginning for now hundreds crop circles that I have found around my village. In the same way, I get a very restless feeling. I go to the nature places. Sometimes I see the form from the crop circle in my head for me, telepathic. And then I go sometimes with my motorbike or with my bike to the fields. And then 9 from the 10 times I found them there. And I feel also the fields where they will appear. And I found many of the circles. And first I was see a couple of times that light bulbs was making, and then I was see it lonely, but later I was very happy. I was get also witnesses with me, and I was so happy that also Nancy Talbot, you know, she is the president of the scientific research from BLT. BLT is the name from it. They do scientific research worldwide to the crop circles, global over the world. And she was hearing from me, and she was visit me. And in 2001, a wish was coming be true. You know, she was wishing that she will see with her naked eyes also how a crop circle was making by the energy. And I will say to her, you know, you cannot press, you know, you cannot push the other world that they must do it. But I can ask them. She was asking me, will you pray or they will do it? I must do it and I must let it go out my head, you know, and not try to push it too much. And then the same evening, I was standing in the kitchen and she was going upstairs, go to sleep. And then the dogs was starting to make noises and the cows was starting to make noises and I was get goosebumps over my whole body. And then I was turn the light out and I was feel something is going on now. Something will happening. And then a big light. I was still living in the house from my parents. A big light was coming out the air behind the garden on the field that she was having there. It was a bean field with bean plants. And then the light was coming, you know, back. It was a sort of, big, white light, looked like a beam. It was a big light beam shooting out the air, going on the ground, you know, and then I was hearing upstairs lots of noise and Nancy was going from the stairway, you know, she was coming down and she was saying to me, have you seen it? Have you seen it? And she was standing with me by the window and we was see both how the light beam was coming in the field, in the bean field, and we will see how a circle in the bean was forming. And the other day we have made pictures from this beautiful formation, and Nancy have sampled the whole circle and do scientific research to it. She was also discovering, you know, in these plants, when you go with your feet on bean plants, it will, you know, will be totally kaput. You cannot make it without footprints and the beans, you know, they will go kaput. They will explode when you standing with your feet on it. And everything was totally not damaged. It was so proofful for her that it was real, you know. And that was the first time that other people was experiencing what I was experiencing. And later I was discovered that also aliens are have something to do with it. Yes.
So, well, there's so much to cover. Crop circles are a fascinating thing. And I wish my mic would start working. All right. Okay, so again, crop circles are fascinating things for me. They I started you know, I sat in my first crop circle in 1993, I think. I was driving down the A303, as you do.
Yes.
In Wiltshire. And it was, one of those like a flower kind of symbol then, very kind of simple, what we call sacred geometry. And my memory, my feeling of it was when you walk into it, it was like walking into a cathedral, which is interesting because like way back there, you were talking about that.
Yes,
and it feels like you're inside something when you're outside.
Exactly. I know exactly what you mean. Very interesting that you was experiencing that also. Yes.
It felt like I was walking into a cathedral, a very large dome structure or something like that.
Yes.
And I'll tell you another place where I got that feeling is Stonehenge.
Yes, I believe you admittedly, yes.
Yes, so.
It's very ancient and very holy energy. It's wonderful that you have experienced that, yes.
So, okay, so here's my stuff, is I believe that crop circles, the mechanism is microwaves.
Yes.
And
yes.
The microwaves are focused into a frequency that makes patterns.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
And yes, that the microwaves are beamed through into the soil because there's a water table underneath wherever there's a crop circle.
Yes, I have heard from it, and it's exactly what you say. Mm. They have discovered that microwaves have a lot to do with the making of crop circles. So, that's also what they say. Yes.
So here's more. Yes. What is the nature of the water that is evaporated? Now, it's obvious. Right, so to make a crop circle, all you need to do is boil the water beneath the ground and you sweep your microwave beam across the ground, or you have circular things or whatever you do that you can switch them on and off, but you can cause microbursts of steam, and those bursts come up through the soil and they make the plant lay down. It's like a walking stick. You know, they make a walking stick by boiling the cane and then bending it and then letting it cool down, and it'll stay curved. So that's what's happening to the stems of this of the crop. I looked at that and I thought, all right. And you know, it was only years later when I was in a carpenter's and I saw this great big tube and I said, hey Sven, what's this? And he said, it's a steamer. It's for boiling wood so that we can bend it. I thought, two make 23.
Yes, that makes sense. Yes.
So the crop circle mystery becomes more of a scientific, so who's got these implements? Who's got microwave beam weapons that we know of? It's not just the aliens. So, but there is something about benevolent aliens putting their frequency down on this planet as a calling card to the planet, not to the humans, but to the planet. Where does it go from there? I mean, how do you know that what I was just saying goes beyond what I was saying?
I got through the years lots of experience with crop circles. And you know, I have met Nancy, and she was the assistant from Living Good, and he was discovered this microwave energy in it. And I have how it works exactly I don't know, but I know that consciousness have a lot to do with some crop circles. I don't say all the crop circles, but the crop circles that I discover in around my living place is coming from another dimension. And sometimes also other galaxies have something to do with true other dimensions or collective consciousness also from the humans on this planet. It sounds very complex, but I will keep it a little bit simple. But it is, you know, there are also lots of theories, you know, Colin Andrews talk about it, and you have lots of theories, what's going on in the UK, and I think there are different ways how they create crop circles. We know also that some people make crop circles, but you will not see this very extremely changes in it. That's what Nancy is saying, I will believe that. But I know that some sort of angel forms, what we call angels, have something to do with crop circles. That it is, for me, crop circles are a sort of, you know, sweet signals from out the other dimensions, sometimes also from aliens, to let people know that when they will grow, when they will go to higher levels in a spiritual, psychologic way, that they can visit the crop circles and that they can pay attention to it. But when they don't want it, that's also okay. You know, the crop circles appearing in the fields and in nature places, and they don't show themselves immediately on the Big Apple, you know, that the comfort zone is, you know, destroyed from people. They don't do that. It's very gentle, and people can decide, or they will go to it, or they will not go to it. And they are a sort of, you can see that we have made with us collective minds a sort of reality that we called association. Association gives structure and gives comfort. But the association is some sort of creation out of mind, and it's not the reality. And we give things names, we give things numbers, but there is a larger reality that will try to get a relation with the collective consciousness from the humans and bring this planetary collective consciousness to a higher level. And, you know, that's what we call association is formed almost in a sort of window frame. And that window frame, you can see that the higher world, or some people call it God or the light, the power that exists above all the star constellations and all the solar systems, you can see that it shoots almost a sort of arrows in that window frame that we have created self with us mind, with us fantasy, and it creates holes in it. And that holes, you can see it as a sort of crop circle symbolically, but that creates a sort of open holes to a larger reality only when we want itself, you know, it's free to connect with it. But it is more, a crop circle is much more than what people was thinking in the beginning, a UFO, a landing place. It is something bigger behind it. But it's very scientifically also. You can see that some mechanisms are working in it that we know also. What you say, GP, very interesting. You know, you see this microwave thing is... have something to do with it, and it's makes it very interesting. But I know also that it is, you know, for me personal, it's not only a scientific thing that's going on. That's also true, but there is also something very spiritual going on. And this what you was say it's so interesting that you was feel almost. Or you was walking in a cathedral, you know, and it was so in a sort of big church. I really know that feeling also that, you know, it feels very, or you walk in something, and you can feel also when you're walking through the tram lines, go to the formation, how closer you come, you can feel it in your hands that you feel the tinkling. You feel a sort of magnetic pressure in the blood circulation in your hands. So lots of people experience this when they walk in a crop circle. And when you walk, the moment that you stepped in the crop circle, many people experience that. I experienced it myself also many times. Then you feel the difference between the place before the crop circle and in the crop circle. You can feel it, and it's fascinating, you know, it's really fascinating, yes.
It's like the energy level difference hits you like a wall.
Yes.
A bit like, yes. You know, it's really like stepping into an invisible nightclub that suddenly from the outside it's,
yes.
And when you come open the doors, it's,
you can hear the... Sometimes it's really so strong, yes. The difference that you wham, you know, you feel it.
And of course they can measure this. Now, Sternchen in the chat room was saying that the crop circles, represent on a 2D level, a three dimensional thing. And that's absolutely true. You were saying also about angels. Now, to a third dimensional person, an angel might actually appear to be a geometric form.
Yes, exactly.
A vibrational form.
Yes.
Now, you know, exactly. What they call chimatics. Oh, chimatics.
Chymetrics. I get you. Yeah, I hear your voice. Good. Don't make yourself too much sores about the mic.
Yeah, there's a connection there somewhere. But Chymetrics, where you can make a form. You can put sand onto a drum and then go whoa at the drum, and the sand will form into a shape. A geometric shape, like a flower or something like that.
Yeah, it's very interesting experiments, and you see how you can make your own crop circle in the soil.
Exactly, now.
In the sand, yes.
Take that to 3D. That what you're looking at is a single slice of a higher dimensional object, a 3D object, like a slice of orange.
Yes, I get you. Yes.
And, all right, so another idea also is, say you have a form that is like a tetrahedron or a pyramid, and somehow it kind of dissolves its way through the ground, leaving its mark. And again, you see the form that is left in two dimensions. I think a lot of crop circles are like that. Now, the question
I have,
where you are, why is it similar to Wiltshire, where there is a whole bunch of other famous crop circles? And are there other places in the world that are not as famous as Wiltshire? Like, are there more Hovens?
Yes, there are more places, I'm sure about it, but it looks like, or, you know, it's now for so many years that they appear around my village, and it's also, in the Netherlands have a hotspot now with lots of crop circles or lots of formations. And it's also in the UK, lots of them appear there. It's a really hotspot there for many years now. And it is some parapsychologic researchers have the impression that I'm a sort of acupuncture needle for the energy, and that's the reason that they appear constantly around me. The skeptics have a more simplistic explanation. They say Robert is going with his motorbike and with his planks and ropes and make themself. Now, that's some explanation. That's possible, of course, but I can tell you I don't do that for 26 years now. That's not happening here. And some researchers, they are absolutely sure when I go move from, the village that I live now to the other side from the Netherlands, that they will appear there. And it's an experiment that I can do, of course, or I can go to some other country and find out if the same thing is then happening also. It's fascinating that I have, this relation with it. Sometimes I was wishing that I was not have it. The farmers was starting to be really very upset of me in the 90s and in the beginning of 2000s. Some farmers was absolutely sure that I was making the crop circles, and sometimes they was thinking my father was do it or I was do it. And then it was starting that more witnesses was coming. They was also see the lights, and that crop circles was forming around my house and around the village, and that was makes it more easier for me. Now lots of farmers are happy with crop circles, and they open the crop circles that people can visit them and they can feel the energy. And from out the whole country, people now visit them. It's now a little bit part of the culture around Hoeven and village around it. And that's a better, nicer way to feel it. It was for me a very difficult, really difficult time, and it's still difficult sometimes. There are still people, they think that I make them. that I do it for 26 years, and they have never ever catch me, but they say it. And the reason that they don't catch me is I don't make them.
So do they see anything? Have they seen the famous orbs spinning around and zipping and zapping around the field or anything at all?
Yes.
Bright white lights from the skies. What's the gamut of the the descriptions that they've given them?
What you mean? What people see around the village, or?
Yes, I mean some people may have seen lights. Some people may have heard sounds. What were their sensory experiences that you've been that have reported?
People see lights above the crop circle formations. Last year, in 2016, there was a big group. I was thinking maybe from 13, 14 people visit from all different places in a circle formation. And on the moment that I was walk in that formation, it was appear by daylight in the afternoon in this brilliant blue sky with no clouds, a very sharp white orb hovering above the formation. And all the people will see it. There was a guy out Norwegian. He will see it. People will make pictures and was tape it. And they have tell it in YouTube clips on YouTube that they will see it with me. And I have discovered now, since 2 years now, that when people ask me, can you try to summon them? Or I don't know if I say it good, summon a GFO. Just try to ask them if they will appear with people around me. This is now happening for many times, and then I go with some groups to the special fields, or they can decide where they will go with me, and I go with them. They can pick the place, and then I'm standing there, and I ask the higher source from the universe if they will show themselves for the bigger goal that we must make a better world, we must treat for nature, and that we will create a better world. And then, when we are patients, yep, pok, 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 the light bulbs appear in the sky. And last time, and I was thinking that it was maybe in May, I was go with a journalist to some field, and he was asked spontane on me. I was not expected question, but, you know, he was doing an interview about crop circles. And he was asking me, you know, can you ask them or they will come? And I was trying to ask it, and light bulbs was appearing, and he was filmed them. And you can see it also on the YouTube channel and on my Facebook page. You can see the program where it was that you was that I was asked the lights or they were coming, and he was see it with his naked eyes, and he was get the opportunity to film them. And lots of people have seen them now. Also Stan, a friend from me, have see how crop circles was forming. Also another friend of me have see it, and also a policeman in and around Hoeven was see in the 90s when I was see that the first circle was forming by lights. I was see that, and he was there driving the police car with other police men, and they was see all that the crop circle was forming by lights. And then 2 days later I was standing the local newspaper with my experience, and this policeman was talk with each other. Must we bring it out or must we keep it still? They have decided to keep it still, and you know, they was afraid that they was lost reputation. But with this one policeman, I talk sometimes with him when I meet him in the crop circles he visits, and maybe when he's retreat, you know, when he is stopped with his work, he will tell his story. But Nancy Talbot, she's a scientific researcher, she will not make things up, and CFC is also. And some people see UFO shapes. Sometimes I see also UFO shapes, sometimes silvery, sometimes black discs flying, sometimes silver discs flying, sometimes light balls, and sometimes strange forms, you know, like, yeah, I cannot give it a name, but you see that some strange things will appear in the air, in the sky, when we ask it. And sometimes they're coming also spontane, you know, to say hello. And, you know, when there is one person in the group that have anxiety, then they will not come. And that shows also the gentleness from the dimension, from the psychology, from the dimension. Yes.
Yes, indeed. And, so what's the question that I'm thinking is like, okay, so you're, a crop circle magnet.
Yes. Yeah. I think that's funny. Yes.
You're a kind of ambassador.
Yes. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I don't know exactly what's going on, but it's, it looked like, yes. Yeah.
So, now we've also had, Wynne Keach on the show. Have you heard of Wynne Keach?
No, but maybe you can introduce
him. Check him out, because he was big in the British crop circle thing.
Yes.
For many, many years, you know, 20 years ago. Back when crop circles were big in Britain.
Yeah.
And
interesting. Yes.
He's on the show, and he's on the YouTube archive on my show, so you can have a listen to what he's got to say.
Interesting. Yeah, I will take a look. That's very interesting. Thank you.
Yeah. You see, I also, you know, I lived and worked and got married in Wiltshire. So it's in that time, and there were these crop circles popping up. And I remember there was one that was in the newspaper, right? And it was just like, you could not fake this. It was in the field opposite Stonehenge. It appeared for sure within a gap of 15 minutes. And it was what they call the Julia set, which is like a dragon tail fractal.
Yes, I remember that beautiful set.
Absolutely stunning. And it was just like all over the local newspaper. It wasn't on the national newspaper, but all over the local newspaper.
It was also coming in the Netherlands on the news. It was so impressing. And, I remember me that. It was in the 90s, I think.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's when I lived in Wiltshire. Yeah. So it was a very magical time, indeed. I think somehow.
Yeah, very magical time and a very etheric time. It was so beautiful what was going on that moment in the UK. It was so pure, so you can almost smell the energy from it. Mm. Yes.
So that's why they had to have 9/11 to freak out everybody and to kind of roll everybody off the path. So, I've got this very interesting connection with crop circles, and I've seen them grow from literally circles to fantastic designs. I've visited, as I said, one proper one. The one that is the tree of life, you know, the Kabbalistic tree of life.
Yes.
You know what was really interesting about
In the flower field, was that, or it in was, the yellow flower?
It was
field
the canola. It was rapeseed canola.
Exactly.
I was there in this field, and it's like, this is a fake.
Interesting.
This is a fake. This doesn't have. But what was really interesting is that we went up on the hill. Because I wanted to get a good photograph of it from above, and I looked down, and blow me if there wasn't a real crop circle in the next field.
Ah, and that's how they guide you.
Yeah. So there was a fake one, but there was a real one in the next field, and you could only see it from above. It was only a small one, like a kind of yin yang kind of designs. Of
yes,
spinning,
yes. And sometimes people, it's very good that you bring this in. Some people think when a circle is little or is simple, that it is fake. No, don't make this mistake. They are many times real, you know. And it was also starting also in the UK with simple circles, and then they were starting to be very big. But we know also in the Netherlands they have made this big butterfly circle. People can make also very big circles. It is possible. I feel sorry, but it is possible. They was make it also in the Netherlands. And sometimes people will be confused from, you know, it's so big circle. It's not possible that humans have made this. It's very important that the people listen to the intuition, but also watch on the ground how it look like, how the change, the things that are changing in the plants, and do good research before they will walk in a false copycat, of course. But it is amazing. They are also very big, large, real circles. But sometimes they are very simple and very playful and sweet and real also. And sometimes they look not exactly round, and I was feel it's real, you know. It's sometimes it's everywhere, but not all the time in the logic eye, you know. It was frustrating me also sometimes, but it's a bigger reality than some people think. There's something very interesting going on. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so it's some kind of communication. It's some kind of language. Well, we're assuming. Hang on, let me just say, we're assuming it's a communication.
Yes.
Like you say, it could be like an acupuncture. It could be a healing. What we certainly know from what we can ascertain is that these are frequencies that are being applied to that point, and it is evaporating water beneath the soil, number one. What happens to that water? Number two, who are making these signs?
Yes. You mean the formers from the crop circles, or the creators from the crop circles? How they make the signs, or how they do it, or who they are?
What they're saying, because we know that they're saying something, and
yes.
Whether it's meant for us, whether it's a communication for humans or for some other being.
Exactly. Yes. It's the knowledge for the subconsciousness. Mm. It is the EBC. You know, it's the knowledge, the language from the universe. It is when people go to sleep. Sometimes they see before they're falling asleep, this very complex geometric figures appear in very sharp lights. And sometimes when people have hallucinations, they see it. But it's very deep. They are codes. They are in the collective consciousness. And I think that in combination with the creator of the universe and all the life forms that we have in the universe, also on the astral level, also on the cosmic level, but also we, you know, humans on this planet, with us collective consciousness, make sometimes these crop circles. I have sometimes the feeling, but it sounds maybe too, you know, romantic, but I think that it is, and it will say us that we must communicate more from outer hearts. And of course I have deep respect for people and researchers, you know, that try to read the crop circles, you know, try to decode them. And I say truthful that it is not so strong my part to do that, but I feel I'm more a person that feel and that give them to the people. You know, I'm not make them, but I give them. And I feel when I see a crop circle and I starting to think, then I'm blockade. And what I feel and what many, many, many people experience when they visit the crop circles around the village where I live, they say every time that when they walk in the circle, they stopped with thinking. They cannot think anymore. They feel themselves free, and they feel. And that's so important that we go back a little bit to this cosmic baby consciousness, that we feel more. And we must use us mind, of course, but not misuse. And the misusing from the mind is going on a lot, you know, lots of people, you know, some people from the government, they make machines to kill each other and, you know, weapons, and you can do everything with your mind. But when you listen to your feeling, you listen to the voice from the universe, and then you are more simple, but well more telepathic on a sort of collective consciousness. And it's more the feeling that I have when I walk in crop circles, that it ring me, that it will say me more, you know, listen to your feeling, listen to your intuition, keep it simple, but trust and use your intelligence and your intellect, but feel, you know, when you feel, then you are knowing. Feeling is knowing. And, you know, have the guts to be mysterious, don't want so badly to explain everything. And that makes me personal, I speak for myself now in this moment, very free. And I think when scientists do this more, it's very difficult, you know, when you are very intelligent, and sometimes very difficult to let go the control. But when you are more, go to your intuition as a scientist, and you accept that so many things are still a mystery, and that you think maybe everything is possible, then you're starting to be free, and you discover, you get the right from the universe to discover more than you was expect. And some sort of feeling I have also by the crop circles. It's more the consciousness that many people meet when they have a near-death experience, or when they come, you know, in the life after the death, when the body is dead, or, you know, clinical dead. It's very interesting. It's And I have not all the answers, and it's good that I don't have, and it's, that makes the phenomenal crop circles also very interesting, that it is a mystery, but we discover some scientific things, what you tell about the water, very interesting, about the change, things that change in the plants, but they are also some toys for people to think about it. You know, how it's working, you know, wow. But whole life, you know, it's something fascinating when you watch to your body and you, see all the organs that have a meaning, that have a function. Your eyes, that your eyes can see and can repeat, things that you see and can archive them in your brain. The animals with the protection colors, you know, and everything. Right? There are so many things in nature that shows that there is a big, large consciousness behind everything. And crop circles are fascinating. They are a sort of elevators in nature that bring us closer to ourselves, but also closer to another reality that is waiting of us. I'm sure about it.
Okay, I'm looking through your site. 2012.
Yes.
You were in a circle, and in the smaller circle, you discovered a substance that resembled the white powder that you was often allowed to find in circular formations. Do you want to talk about the white powder?
Yes.
I mean, it's obviously it's not snotty, but
no.
Yeah.
No.
Hey, I guess, yeah, it's a really good deal. Yeah, you just leave it. Yeah,
I was afraid, serious, when I discovered this white powder many times in circles. The first time that I was discovered, it was in the 90s on my balcony, when I was living by my parents. I was seeing a big light bulb. The big light bulb was disappearing. There was a white powder on the balcony. Professor Livingood in the time was working with Nancy Talbot. We must send it, and he was doing research, and he was discovered that it was a very pure form of magnesium powder. And I don't mean the magnesium powder that you have in the sports school that you can do on your hands. No, it was very pure. There was nothing rested in it from material that there was, that was burning, away. But I have discovered this white powder for a couple of times in different formations also. And one time I was discovered also, just I was getting plastic packet and plastic bag, and I was do it in it, and I was drive to home, and I was really afraid from, oh no, I don't hope that I meet a policeman now, you know, and he, when he see the white powder, he's thinking that I, you know, dealing drugs. And before they found out that it is coming out a crop circle, you know, they will put me in jail. They will bring it to a lab, and, you know, and that's frustrating. But I was not experienced that. And of course, it is a very strange story to tell the police officer that you was found in a crop circle. Then you think, yeah, right, okay, but we will do first researches. But that nightmare was not become true, and I'm happy for it. And one time this white powder was appear again, and then some scientists that Nancy Talbot was knowing was asked if he can do research to it by the NASA, you know, to do, to use the lab there, in his free time, and to do some research to it. And she was give it him, and he was make pictures from it. And his words are, that he was discover very tiny nanotechnologic sort of little robot type things in it. That was Nancy tell me about what he was discover on the lab from the NASA. And I showed his pictures. He was making some microscope pictures from it. I showed him on my lectures, and you can see also NASA is standing under it. It was really done by NASA. In the free time, he can use the lab, and he was discovered this. And he cannot explain this. He was planning to do more research to it, but I have never, ever hear something back from it. And that was very frustrating for me. But I was very flabbergasted. When I was hearing it, I was thinking that's not possible, you know. But he was say this for real. And Nancy was tell me, the message that he was give, and yeah, that makes it for me more interesting to let do maybe more research to it and find out what's what they can see in it.
So,
yes,
white lines, everybody, Grandmaster Flash.
Fine.
Yes.
That's the copy that ends early.
Yes.
Okay, hang on, let me. I've got honey and oil and tea and all sorts of stuff all over my hands. There we go. Back into the in the pilot seat. Oh. It's a long story. Yes.
Okay. I wonder.
Well, I have to say, a great many thanks. I don't know if you're listening or Steph anyway. But the Shungite honey arrived this week, people, and, it's gorgeous. It's beautiful. Medicinal only, you know, like 3/4 of a teaspoon a day. That's all I'm allowed. Anyway, do you know what Shungite is, Robert? Have you heard of Shungite?
No, can you a little bit explaining me?
Have you heard of carbon-60, fullerene?
No, really, no. I feel myself a little bit a dummy now. Oh. Maybe you can explain a little bit. It sounds interesting, but maybe you can give me some insights.
Well, it might link up with some of your crop circles. It's a carbon molecule that is in the shape of a football.
Yes.
Buckminster exactly. Fuller. It's called fullerene.
Yes. I understand that. Yes.
So I have a bottle of olive oil and shungite powder in it.
Yes.
I just put some on my tongue and, you know, obviously everywhere. So, because you know how a little drop of oil can go a very long way.
Yeah. Yes. Mm.
Well, when there's shungite in it.
Then you will maybe give light in the darkness.
That's right. I might glow in the dark.
Yeah. You will glow in the dark. That's what I mean.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
So, meanwhile, here on planet Earth, things are happening because in fields, that are grown in the countryside, these images are appearing. You seem to be an epicenter of it. My guest is tonight, Robert Vandenberg, from Holland, Hoven in Holland, and describing what we thought was a Wiltshire phenomenon seems to be maybe not just in Wiltshire. Do you think in Wiltshire there's a version of Robert Vandenberg?
I was thinking a lot about this. You know, why I must be an acupuncture needle for these energies and why there is not one in Wiltshire. You know, I don't know if there is someone there, but what we know is, of course, that there are appearing a lot of crop circles there. And also in the Netherlands is a hotspot from crop circles, but I feel and I know where they are and I found them, and otherwise maybe nobody will find them, you know. And in the UK you have the hills and sometimes you can see them beautiful that they lay there in the fields. But the Netherlands is very flat and, you know, you must know where you must go to and then you can found them. They guided me from out another dimension to it. But, you know, I like to have colleagues, you know, that makes it more that I can go maybe on vacation. Maybe I can go to the UK and the person that is living in the UK, the guy there, and can go to the Netherlands and took my work over, and then I can maybe experience in the UK by Wiltshire. But that's of course a little bit a joke. I don't think that it is working that way. But I've never ever hear that somebody is there that can initiate this crop circles, and that's a little bit frustrating for me that I look like the only one, very lonely in the Netherlands. But maybe there is somebody, but they don't know it from themselves. An interesting phenomenon that I can tell you is that when people starting to have interest in the crop circles, they are going around me, they're starting to get a relation with it. And a lot of people tell me there are some little group of people, they send me sometimes an email or they give a reaction on Facebook or they call me and they say, I must tell you something. I have a feeling that a crop circle will come soon. And I have the same feeling then. And many times it's exactly right. And also my parents, my mother specific, but also my sister, my younger sister, feels exactly parallel with me when a crop circle will appear. We feel something is going on in the air. We feel some restless thing. And then a crop circle will appear. And I know there was a kid in Ettenleur, that's a place nearby Hoeven, and he was telling many times to his mother, a crop circle will come. I'm sure that Robert will find a crop circle, maybe tomorrow of this day. And it was all the time accurate. It was all the time correct. And that shows that when people starting to connect with the source, with this program, with this energy field, that they're starting to be feel it, to feel also, and can make the prediction also. And that makes it very interesting for me. That's a phenomenon that I recognized. Yes.
Interesting. People are coming out with all their experiences as well. It's all very,
yeah, you can make lots of interesting experiments with it. Experiments. Mm-hmm. You can make it. Yes.
So how has the crop, as it were, of crop circles, over the years, has it grown, peaked and tailed off? Has it grown to a level and is consistent? What's the envelope of that?
Yes, how the crop circles are look like through the years, is that what you ask me? How they
yes, how you know, how more or less intense. And also, now here's the thing, more questions, right? When I look at the crop circles that we get in Britain, they're very regular. These ones look, they're more raw looking. They're not so it's, you know, they don't seem to be doing the mathematical thing. So it's very interesting. I wonder, this must be some other,
I was expecting this question quicker, but there is the question. Yes, that's interesting. I like this question.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's a good eye for detail. That's right. The crop circles in the Netherlands are more sometimes simple. Sometimes they are little. Sometimes they are big. But I have not this very complex geometric forms in it. And it's a different source. It's well part of the same program, but it's a different source. But what people experience when they go to the UK or they go to the Netherlands, they experience a very strong energy also in the circles in the Netherlands. And it's I have learned that. It's not so important all the time the form from it. You know, I have found also circles with spirals in it, or I have found how you said it, the ankh form, and sometimes they have patterns.
Yes, the ankh form is very interesting.
Ankh form, yes. But it's for me, and the message that I feel is that the source and the consciousness that is behind the phenomenal, the crop circle phenomenal worldwide, it is very important that people must realize that the consciousness behind, it's more in important than all the time the forms. The forms are also important. They are a sort of language for the subconsciousness, but the power or the source and the love and the adultness behind the phenomenon is very important, that people get a sort of positive injection with more consciousness in it. They are a sort of positive intention suckers for people, that they go to it, that they feel it. And the beauty from it is very special. Also very simple circles. When you watch to the ground, how it is laid down, it's very special. It's very beautiful. But it's very funny that you see, when you see the Polish circles in Poland or in Russia or in Germany or in Italy, they have sometimes specific them own steel. They have some steel that you almost recognize the country where the circles are. It's look like, or every country have them own oversoul of them own program from crop circles. I'm not sure about it, but it is very
crop
interesting.
Crop circles with a German accent.
Yeah, yes, or with a Dutch accent, or with, yeah, that's nice how you say it.
Actually,
yes,
that is quite a Dutch accent. I mean, I'm looking at the one, now, this one reminds me of the Andromeda Council symbol, which is, it's a circle and it's got much more than 12, small circles dotted around it. Yes. And to me, this looks like a council. And it's not quite a circle and it's not quite a triangle. And what it actually looks like is the cymograph for 432 cycles, 432 music.
Yes, yes.
Which has this kind of not quite, it's actually like a Wenckel engine.
The
rotor of Wenckel engine. Anyway, meanwhile, but there's this, and it's kind of Dutch. It's kind of, yeah, you got people here. Yeah. There's some small ones and some big ones and we all fit around the table. It's very egalitarian.
And it's also when you go to 2015, you have formation 8 and that's a beautiful formation. It's a ring from lots of circles. Some are bigger, some are more little, and you have the ohm signal by it, you know, this signature that's mean the first noise of God. It's an Indian symbol, but it's so beautiful, so gentle by it, and that was also a very special energy. It was,
what year is this?
2015, this, 2, 0, 1, and then,
All right.
5.
Alright, yes. I've got, which one is it? The 10th?
What?
That's
what,
like a little spiral next to a donut.
There is some, there is a drawing from it, and then you can see this very beautiful symbol by it, and that's its ohm, you know, the ohm thing. It's very beautiful. It was a very special circle with a very special energy, and I have experienced a circle that was, I think, so big as a simple round table. And the energy was big. It was feels like if I was standing on a very big mountain and touched the stars. It was feels incredible. But I have discovered also very big circles, but sometimes the little ones are so strong and, you know, people will ignore them maybe quicker, but there is something secretly in it, something very quiet, you know, and that's the voice of God almost, that, you know, don't watch to the images, but make contact. And that's also the message from above. That's also the message from the God consciousness, you know. Don't discriminate each other. Don't watch to the image from people, how they look like, or they are ugly, or not handsome, or well handsome, but make contact. And then the will popped up a totally different story. And then there is coming a sort of special love between two persons. And that sort of love is the God consciousness. It's a new consciousness that gives us the right to make contact with extraterrestrials. They look totally different than us, but we must stop with discrimination and with generalizing. And then we get the right to make collective contact with extraterrestrials. And now there are some groups that have contact, but that's also the reason that I say it's very important that people learn to understand the consciousness behind the crop circle phenomenon, but also behind the GFO phenomenon.
Yeah. So, now, the crop circle phenomenon is, let's say, potential evidence of alien contact, which is, I think they call that close encounters with the first kind.
Yeah, yeah.
And when people see UFOs, that's close encounters of the second kind. So, shall we move to the second kind?
Yes.
You've seen some stuff, haven't you, Robin?
Yes, exactly. I was Experian in 2015. I was get the same restless feeling when I was in my home, and I was get the feeling that I must go out. And the feeling was starting to be so strong that I was knowing instantly I must go away. And my intuition and my psychic feeling must say, go to the airfields. And I live now in a little village nearby Hoeven, and they call it Bossenhoofd, and you have a little airfield there, and they call it Breda Airport. And you have a couple of fields around there, and I was discover also through the years a couple of crop circle formations, and also see some lights there and energies. But I was get the feeling, go there. Don't be afraid. We protect you. It's okay. And then I was driving with my motorbike to the airfield. And then I was seeing a distance, a sort of yellow egg-shaped lights in the air above a grass field and trees. There was standing some sort of trees there. And I remember me that there's this sort of egg form shape was hanging above the trees. It's not very high in the sky. Not so, I can see it still in my memory. It was more, I think, 15 meters above the field. And I was driving to the field, and when I was coming closer, I was see that it was an energetic object. I know through the years when I see something normal or I see something not normal. And then I was go from my motorbike, walking in the field. I was feel a strong pressure on my heart, on my breast, and then out this egg shape of ball was coming from the 1 second to the other second, two light bulbs, and they were spinning around very hard. And then you will see, and it's unbelievable, I think, for lots of people to believe this, but I swore on my life, in the light of God, that I was experiencing it, and I was see it on that moment, that out of the light bulbs was forming two bodies. One bigger creature, one more little creature. And this, both creatures was having a big head, like the grays. It's almost the same, with these big, typical eyes. But what I was see was very fascinating. What I was see, this octopus-like arms coming out the body on different places. Also by the little creature, also by the big creature.
So they all had tentacles.
Tentacles, yes, exactly. They always have tentacles.
And how many tentacles did they have?
Exactly how many?
Was it eight like an octopus? Ten like a crab?
Maybe eight or ten, I think so. Mm-hmm.
And they had arms as well?
They was having arms also. They was having arms like... not exactly like a human, more white, gray skin, little bit green, but not really green, more brown, yellow. I cannot...
Earthy colors.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. So what
are you telling me is... Potentially, they could have the idea, they could perhaps form their tentacles into what might look like wings. Could they not?
Maybe. I'm not sure about it, but they was, the most strange thing that I was see, that was that two light bulbs was coming out the egg shape. Two light bulbs. They was forming, transformate in two bodies. They was hovering above the ground, thus not connect immediately with the Earth magnetic field. For me, this was a very interesting experience, almost unbelievable, almost of I was part of a fairy tale, walking in a fairy book. Very strange, but I swore it on my life, I have experienced it. And then I will see the two creatures, the one tall, the one more little. And I must be a little bit open of about myself. I have now for years some sort of anxiety, and lots of people have something. Some people are afraid for spiders, but I'm afraid for bacterials. I have a little bit of bacterial phobia. The first thing that I was thinking, oh my goodness, when these creatures are coming really from another biotope, on other planets, they must have other bacterials on the body. And I know stories from other encounters from people that they clean themselves and the yabbity, but I was not, you know, I was really afraid. And then I would get, I think, telepathic, you know, I was know it instantly in my head. Don't be afraid. Don't stress, Robert. Don't be afraid. Oh, nothing
that,
will.
That's fascinating, though, that, you know, it's not something you think, well, you think about it, but I wouldn't think about, you know, they take me as I am, you know, I might have the daily bacteria of my stuff on my body, but, you know, they're coming to visit. I don't have to scrub up and be surgical about it. But anyway, Howard Hughes. That's right. He was very bacteriophobic, wore gloves and everything, wouldn't touch people. I think in the future, it may be the way because of such, international diseases like the, MRSA and things like that.
Yes, exactly. And that's, and I know that when you go to other countries, far away or tropical countries of Asia, you must get your injections, your shots. And, you know, they come from another biotope, from another planet. And I was expected. I was not sure about it, but I was expected. The reason was that they was very physical, they were real physical. And as I was afraid, you know, and then I was get that message, what I was telling you, you know, don't stress, Robert. Don't stress, Robert. Nothing will happen to you. Go away with the anxiety. I was feel the presence of something higher. Maybe some people can call it God or the light, but I was feel protection. And then I was feel a big test moment for me was coming to come over this anxiety. I was feel that the big creature was want very badly to shake my hand with one of his octopus arms. And I was think, okay, you know, I must let go the anxiety. I will do it, but I was still a little bit afraid. Then I was point my hand to him, and then what the moment I will never forgot the moment when I was do it. I cannot describe the moment. I was feel myself the first man on the moon. It was feel so emotional. He was curl his tentacle around my hand, and I was feel a deep, 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 deep space love. I was feel almost like a near-death experience. It was feel so emotional, so gentle. I was feel respect, love. I was feel the love that can give this planet a future. I was feel so deep love. It was feels very intelligent, but it was feels also very sweet, almost this cosmic baby consciousness. And I was feel myself protected, but I was feel also pain inside that I was know I must stay on this planet, on this world. And I was wishing that they will take me with them to them world, to the other planet. On that moment, I was really sick from this world. And I'm sorry, I'm a human, you know. I was hated to be on Earth, but they was give me something that was give me also the strength to go for it and to bring the message. But then I was feel that the moment was coming from goodbye, that they must go, they must leave this world. And I was get a message in my head, we will give you something. Because I was expecting a stone or something, you know, the same like white powder. And then I was feel very emotional that they leave me. And then there was coming spinning lights around them. It was almost like something liquid going, circulate, spinning around them. And then I was going more, moving up in the air, closer to the egg shape. And then I was hearing when they were spinning, you know, that things was dropping in the grass. I was not knowing exactly what was going on, but then I was feel that almost for my feet was falling a tentacle. And then the first thing that I was say in my head was, is everything going all right? Is there not something going wrong with the dematerialization? And then I was get instantly the message. It's very strange. It's almost off in your brain, your own thoughts, your own thinking, your own identity is barking for a couple of seconds. And then the voice from them was, you know, coming in. And I was hearing in English, don't be afraid. There is nothing wrong with the dematerialization. We give you this and this, you know, these tentacles will grow back. We give you some physical evidence. And then I was hearing that more things was falling on the ground. And then there was forming the both creatures a light ball and sucked in the bigger egg shape. And then the egg shape was not fly away. I remember me, I see it now again for me. It was look like or television. Somebody was pushed the television out.
When you switched off the television, everything shrunk to a one dot.
Exactly. Yes.
So the ship didn't fly upwards or sideways. It shrank to a dot.
Exactly. And it was going in something.
Yeah.
Deep.
Dimensional. That's a dimensional thing, you know, cause it's going from one dimension.
Yes.
So, I've actually got this sound effect. Let's see what it sounds like. That's what it sounded like.
Mm-mm. Yes. Yes.
Cause it actually says tentacle flop down. I've actually got a sound.
Tentacle flop down. Yeah, yes. It was exactly that sort of noise. And then, you know, I was testing my bacterial anxiety was testing again. And then I was realized I must took.
Oh God, you got, so
yeah,
obviously you first of all look for something that you could separate yourself, like a plastic sheet or something.
Exactly.
How far from your car were you? Or were you on a motorbike?
I was on the motorbike and I was having an I don't know how I must call that.
Panic attack?
No, not a panic attack, almost, but I was having a sort of case on my motorbike.
A top box we call them.
Yeah, exactly. And I was remembering that some plastic bag was there in, because I was open it and I was do it around my hand. And I was walking in the field and shining with a lantern that I was having also in that case. And then I was found them and I was took them with my hand in the plastic, how you call that, pack. But I was smell, seriously. I was smell a sort of fish-like smelling. I think that is the right word for it. And I was do it in, you know, in the thing that I was having on my motorbike, in the plastic and then I was took the other parts with me. And what I remember myself, and I don't know if it will mean something scientifically, is that some tentacles was warm, was having a body temperature, and some tentacles was cold, totally cold. I'm not a scientist. I don't know what it means. But I was took them with me, and I was driving back to home. I was happy that I was not meet a policeman, and he will think also, what are you having in your box, you know?
But you and again, last time it was cocaine, what is it this time? Octopus.
Yes, exactly, octopus, you know.
So at least it's not illegal to smuggle octopus.
Exactly. Then I was come back to home safely. I was happy. I was bring it upstairs to my living place there, my home. Then I was took plastic packets, black big plastic things. I was bring it on the ground and lay down very respectful the tentacles there. Then I was make pictures from it, and I was afraid that, you know, maybe they will disappear. I don't know what the material is exactly, or it will stay in this biotope, or how bacterials from this planet will work out on the tentacles. Because I was so quick as I can make pictures, and the first thing that was coming in my head, do them in the freezer. In the freezer, you know, in under the refrigerator, you have a freezer. How you call that? Freezer?
Freezer.
Yeah. Sorry for my bad English, but I was bring them there. And the other day, a friend of me was coming, and we was do them professional in plastic packets and seal them. And now they are on different places. Different freezers, and my big wish is that somebody can do research to it. I was asked through my Facebook, through my website, or some people can do research to it, or scientists will do research to it. There was a lady, she was having contact with somebody from a university in Nijmegen, and she was try to get some octopus arm part in the university in the weekends, in the free time, to do secretly some research to it. You know, when she's coming there and she say, you know, I know a guy and he was having an experience with aliens, then, you know, they don't take it serious. She was trying, but she was not coming through. And that was frustrating for me. I have never ever hear something serious back from it. And now I hope that somebody else can do research to it. I have got a message last week in my email box. Maybe that's interesting, from a very respected scientific researcher from Turkey. He will do come to the Netherlands, and he will test these tentacles. And I'm absolutely sure when they do a simple test, you know, the DNA or the bacterials are in it, or maybe the substance in it, it must show something extraterrestrial, that it is not from here. And this man, I was thinking that his name, wait a minute, I will watch in my email. His name is Hekten, and he is do also research to extraterrestrial things, but in a very scientific way. And I have gotten message that he will travel to the Netherlands, and maybe he will help me. So I hope that it will really come true now. But maybe there is listen now also some scientific researcher that will do also research to it. I like it very much. But in the Netherlands, they don't take me serious. The media in the Netherlands make a fruitcake for me. They see me as an, how you called it, charlatan. And they say that I'm a charlatan, but they don't meet me personally. Also the skeptics.
That's a policy. Yeah. It's a policy. It's don't take it personally.
No. I don't take it personally. Yeah. You know, they have never ever meet me. No. They don't come to research.
They don't want to. So here's the thing. All right. So in effect, what you're asking for is if anybody's listening to this show who is or knows a microbiologist or an even better, an exobiologist, that could specifically identify what this creature, the nature of it. And I would pretty much say that it's going to have a lot of human DNA in it.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of what we call human DNA anyway.
Yes. Yes.
And that, you know, somewhere along the line, okay. So here's the thing. The reason that extraterrestrials contact humans, in quotes, is because those humans are incarnated members of their own species. And generally, you know, people who get abducted by or taken by Pleiadians have Pleiadian, and people who have got reptilian have got are taken by reptilians, and so on. So they have the bloodline connection.
Yes.
So do you know the story of how Robert got here, or the being that is now Robert?
Yeah, that's a very interesting part. I have a very strong wish to do maybe a very deep regression. I've made not a lot of study from it. I know a little bit from past lives, but not enough. And I have some feelings, but I want now nothing to say about it, and I'm not sure about it, and I will not ruminate the truth. You know, when I'm not knowing things for sure, and I will not tell it, I will be truthful and honest, you know, operating for the other dimensions. And when I'm absolutely know something for sure, then I can tell it. But I wish very strong that I can do a regression, that I can go under this very relaxed state and go back after the that I was coming as a baby after the conception, and then, you know, this life totally go away, and then watch where I come out. And I found it very interesting, but, you know, it's maybe also very emotional, and then you remember where you was and that I'm now here. But, you know, I will not sounds like a pussy. I will do it, but I don't know a lot from it. No, maybe it's also, has also a reason that they have closed it a little bit, that I can now do totally neutral my job on this planet.
Yeah. I mean, there's a reason for both ways, you know, because
exactly.
For instance, there may be some some merit in you not knowing who you may be and you just doing what you do.
Exactly.
Unselfconsciously. There may be merit in that. There also may be merit in knowing exactly who you are and exactly why you're here. But that might endanger the mission.
Exactly, yes, yes.
So sometimes it's best to just kind of feeble along and do what you do.
Yes, to have this positive, almost childish naivety to do pure and, you know, very real what I must do. And maybe after this life or on the end from my life, maybe I will remember me it. But maybe also in my life self. I really don't know. I really don't know. I must be honest about it. I really don't know.
I'm aware that we are not alone.
Exactly.
Johnny, come stand here.
Is Johnny there?
I'm sure he's still there. Is he still there? I hope he's still there. He's been listening. Yeah. Johnny, wake up. Unmute yourself. he's probably going to make a cup of tea.
Okay.
Run back from the kitchen. We'll see you in a minute.
He must landing a little bit on this earth. He must maybe connect it with other dimensions, and then you must tune again in this 3D world.
That's right. Yes. Anyway, so, just wanted to see what, Johnny's thoughts and feelings are. But it's been a fascinating journey. So, not only do you need a exobiologist, there's a, who was it? What's her name? Oh, Dolores Cannon, has perfected a regression technique called the quantum healing, thingy technique.
Yes.
There's people who do this all over the world. And I'm sure there's plenty of, even Dutch speaking. Quantum regression.
I hope so. It must be. I cannot imagine that there is not a way to fix this.
Yeah. Our very own, Jessica Morocco, one of our, hosts here, she also does regressions.
Really? Yeah. That sounds very interesting.
Can't guarantee anything, because when she did my first regression, I not only went into a past life, it was past life in a parallel dimension. So.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. That's very interesting, you know. That's all also very actual then also, you know. It's something that's matched with this life, you know. Everything is happening on the same moment almost, mm-hmm. you know. It's the past lives are now, the future is now, and this moment is here now. It's almost one power, you know. It's one reality. It's very interesting.
Indeed. Well, we were talking, Alex Collier was talking the other day about how healing the past, this is going to be in the next one, how you can heal the past by healing the present. It was basically the forgiveness in the moment. And allows the past to just become healed again as well.
Exactly. And forgive yourself. Mm-hmm. That your higher self can forgive you. That your higher self forgive you, and that you can forgive also your ego. And that's wonderful. Lots of people do this now. Try to do this. Also sometimes in regression, but lots of people get more spiritual knowledge in this time, you know. In the past, religion was very dominant, and now God self is coming closer by the people in the way that people listen to the intuition, to their own higher self, and then they listen to the light that have made all the universe, to, it have many names, but, you know, and we believe all on a power. We believe all, you know, that we have got us born right from a big source, from light and love, and that have created us. And when we know that, you know, then, you cannot give it a name almost. It's too big to give it a name. You can feel it. You can experience it. And you can say, thank you that I'm a form of existence for all the times, not in timelines, but forever. Now we are sucked in timelines, but we will stay forever. They are larger realities. They are, and that makes it very interesting, you know, that we don't know everything. There is more than we not know than we well know. And that makes life an interesting adventure. Personally, for me, you know, yeah.
Well, exactly. You might know the territory, but the journey might have a different, there might be different characters moving along the same road every day.
Exactly. Yes.
So, we're about 10 minutes out. If there's any more questions from the chat room, now's your time. it's a lively chat room. It's been, I'll definitely put this up on, YouTube, sometime in the next day or so. So, I'll pass you the link and you can make a download of it as well.
Thank you.
For your records. It's been very interesting, speaking to you. Do you have any, have they spoken to you in words that you've recorded?
Okay, that you mean that they have spoke to me and that they have taped it, or have
that that you've somehow translated onto paper, or that you've recorded, have you written down messages from them?
Yes, sure.
Do you get messages from them?
Yes.
Do they speak to you personally as well as globally?
Yes, I have got some very physical messages. There is also some phenomenal going on now, I think since maybe 3-4 years, that when crop circles appear, that also some marks appear on my body, sometimes on my forehead, sometimes on, where my heart is, my breath, how you say that?
In your chest, sternum.
Chest, yes, thank you. And they are sometimes symbols, some symbols also appear on my face, on my forehead, and it's burning, really. It feels the same like, when you shave yourself and you do aftershave on it, you know, the alcohol, and it's burned. It feels the same. And when I was get first at Experian, I was thinking maybe I have allergen for something. I have some reaction. But when I was watching in the mirror, I was shocked. It was a symbol, really a symbol. And I'm sure that you can find it back on my website, pictures from it. And that's a way how some extraterrestrials communicate with me. Also the UMO creatures, that's some type of creature that have made also contact with a couple of groups on this planet. And there was also visits Russia when that was in, I remember me, maybe 1989. Then there was landing a UFO between the flat buildings in Russia, and some kids was playing football there. It was around 7 in the morning, and they was see a UFO landing there, and some creatures was coming out, very big creatures. And on the UFO was standing some mark, and some children was make a drawing from it. And it was coming on the news on worldwide, you know. And I remember me that some kid that was playing there is now growing up man and married now and have self also children maybe. But he's a military man now, and he still tell the same story what he was see. And also other friends of him, he was see it also. They still remember me, the encounter. And lots of people will see it on that moment. But I was talking after when I was found a crop circle formation in the grass. I was talking through Skype with Nancy Talbot to tell it her, and she was saying, "Whoa, look at that! There is something going on your forehead." And she was making screenshots from it, and I was making pictures with my photo camera from it, and it was the UMO signal. I was not know what it was mean on that moment, but then the computer was starting to frozen. Skype was frozen. I cannot hear Nancy more. And then out of the blue was popped up a YouTube clip from from the journal, the news, a news program from the Netherlands from the 1989. That was tell about this UFO experience in Russia. And then I cannot do nothing more. My computer was totally, frozen. I was not available to go on other websites. And then this clip, this film was starting, and I was see that children was tell that they was see UFO and that they was see creatures. And that's, workers was asked them, "Will you all make a drawing from it? And then, don't let communicate the children with each other. And then watch the, after it, they will watch, they took a look on the drawings that they have made." And then they will show the drawings that they was make that the children was making, and I will see this UFO with the exact same mark on it that was on that moment on my forehead, and it was an incredible experience through the computer. And they are closer by us than we think. And also after it, maybe I don't know how long, a month after it, the UMO creatures was coming back, and there was a pier on my camera, on my photo camera. Since 2004, I've discovered that I can make photos from energies. It was starting with light bulbs, with orbs. It was starting with mist. And then it was starting with real faces from dead people. And then also what we call aliens. And scientists have done lots of proofs with it to show people that it is not fraud. It's not fake. You know, also Dr. Roll, the parapsychologic researcher, well known worldwide, was do very critical tests with me, and he was also see that I was not do use trickery. But the UMO creatures was coming on the camera, and also very strange when we was filming, we was hearing when we was listen back or watching back on the video, we was hearing a very strange, almost metallic voice, and it was say, "We are here to bring love." Very, very short. No, we are here to bring love. You must good listen, but you can hear it. We are here to bring love. And that was a real, almost EVP-like message from this UMO creatures. And that was very interesting. Yes, sure.
Fabulous. Fabulous. Yeah. Let's open this. We are out of time. Thank you so much, Robert. It's been a very interesting and exciting and indeed fascinating journey up through the close encounters all the way to the fourth kind.
Thank you, and thank you so much, GP. Is GP, is that your name?
JP.
JP. Yeah. Or J.
Yeah.
Or JP.
J, yeah.
J, okay. Yeah. Thank you, J. You, yeah, that sounds, you know, that sounds powerful, you know. Jay, thank you so much that you was taking me serious and that you was giving me this opportunity to tell my story and share it with other people. Thank you so much, and I wish you lots of inspiration with your program. And you try very hard also to help people to open the eyes and to let them, you show them that there is absolutely more than we can see with a naked eye. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Robert van der Broek, thank you very much. Good night, everybody.
You're welcome.
Beyond.